This is Which Way to Paradise from Interlochen Public Radio.
It's like living in the Epcot Center, where as long as the locals are slinging beer and tacos to the tourists, everybody's happy.
A series about struggle and promise up north.
There's a lot of buzz going on. There's a lot of energy. People are coming in from all over. There are a lot of people who grew up here who are now moving back.
Good morning, I'm David Castleman. We've heard stories about growth in the Grand Traverse region. Today we're going to talk about the opposite. The number of kids enrolled in public schools is going down across northern Michigan. And that's putting pressure on school districts to downsize, because their funding is based directly on the number of kids enrolled. Traverse City area public schools could soon close up to 3 elementary schools to save money. One of the schools being considered is Interlochen Community School. Kelly Houghton's son just started going there.
We had started out at a different school, and it just didn't work out, and so we brought him over here, and, you know, he seems to be doing really well, so, and the kindergarten teacher is amazing.
Kelly Houghton is sitting in her car at the school waiting to pick up her son. The bell's about to ring. Houghton says if there's just not enough funding, she does understand why the district would close the school, but she does have concerns.
When they plan on closing it down, are they going to do it soon? You know, is my son going to have to relocate again? Is it going to be a longer bus ride for him if he ends up having to ride the bus if I can't take him? Is there going to be 40 kids in that class, you know, at the next school because they had to absorb? I mean, is there enough room at these other schools?
Interlochen uses an alternate curriculum called International Baccalaureate, or IB. Traverse City Area Public Schools also uses IB at another school. The district hoped this learning style would attract new students and fill empty seats. Paul Soma, superintendent of TCAP, says it hasn't worked.
The IB curriculum itself is working wonders at Interlochen, but what's not trending upward is people's decision to go there. You know, that's actually trending downward at a dramatic pace.
There are 173 students at Interlochen Community School. The school was nearly twice as big 10 years ago. Soma says declines are happening across the district.
TCAPS works in an environment of declining enrollment, declining revenues, and aging facilities.
Soma worries that if the financial situation gets much worse in the district, the state will get involved. That's why TCAPS is considering closing 3 schools. They might not close any, but Soma says the future doesn't look good.
The trend looks to be continuing downward. There are people that suggest, oh, it's going to change. Oh, this is their new families will move in. But that's not what's happening. It's not reflected in what's happening. We have to respond to what reality is, and not what might be in the future.
From Frankfort to Kalkaska, the entire region is losing students. The total number enrolled in the Traverse Bay Intermediate School District is down 10% in 10 years. Some districts are worse off than others. Sutton's Bay Public Schools have lost 30% of its enrollment, but others are doing okay. Jason Jeffrey is an assistant superintendent at the Intermediate School District. He says Kingsley area schools, for instance, have made modest gains recently, and Jeffrey has an idea why.
We think that that has to do with affordable housing and has to do with, more school-age children and families obviously being able to move into that district because of housing costs.
Kingsley is an exception, though. Jeffrey thinks school districts will continue to grapple with closing schools because of budget woes. Things could change for the better, of course.
Hopefully, you know, as the economy continues to rebound, we'll have the potential to, counteract that, by having more folks with school-age children choose to live and work in the region and have opportunities to do that.
TCAPS last dealt with closing schools in 2007. It took 2 years to decide whether to close any. But TCAPS plans on moving quickly this time. The district will make recommendations to the school board in either December or January, and a final decision will come from the board in March. Paul Soma worked for the district when it last closed schools. In fact, the neighborhood school where his kids went was shut down.
Our school district wrapped their arms around my children, just like we will wrap our arms around all of the children affected by any potential changes that we make.
SOMA faces parents and the community at Interlochen tonight. There's a community meeting about the potential closings at the school. It starts at 6 p.m. For more information about our series, Which Way to Paradise, go online to iprnews.org. This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.